Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate, all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at high noon.
the Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the New World Order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, push that button.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And we're crazy, like we always are every day. Steve is the Crazy Boys back on the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford with another edition this
good
sunny
morning.
Saturday. And Steve, we have a special guest in studio from one of our favorite new airlines in Canada, Jetsco Airlines. Gentlemen,
yes, Luc Prudhomme is the National Sales Director with Jetsco, and he joins us now in studio. Flew out aboard Jetsco earlier this summer, actually, middle of August, to Vancouver, and a very good flight, right on time, and friendly service. It was much appreciated.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Now, tell us a bit more about Jetsco. It's a new startup carrier here in Canada that started in the month of June.
Yeah, we've been flying for close to 3 months right now, and we've been doing extremely well, just to show that there was a demand on the marketplace for a low-cost, good carrier.
It's very easy to book on Jetsco. You don't have to reserve 6 months in advance or stay a Saturday night. Your slogan is simplify, and it really is.
You're absolutely right. If you have access to the web, you just go to www.jetsco.net, and you're going to see how simple it is. If you don't have access to the web, you can always call your travel agency or call direct or call center. You don't need to call 7 days, 14 days, or stay a minimum stay over Saturday night to get a good deal. Everybody gets a good deal.
No complicated rules, no standing on your head, spitting nickels, anything.
No, nothing.
I was most appreciative of when Stephen had to go visit his family. What did the airline say? They said, give us 2 hours notice and you'll be able to board the airplane.
Yeah, as long as there is space, you can reserve up to 2 hours prior and off you go, as long as they have seats on board that aircraft. And ideally for visitors coming up to Canada and you're here in Montreal or you're in Toronto and you say, all of a sudden I read something, I've always wanted to visit Winnipeg or Vancouver, you just get on the flight. Is there space? You can book a one way, come back the other way by train, or drive back on your leisure. It works very easily for people.
Yep, everything is based on one way fare, so it gives you total freedom. So you can go and say, I don't know when I'm going to return. So you just go, and when you know when you want to return, you just call again or use the web mainly. That's easy. You can be in a hotel room, and if you have access to the web, again, you just change your reservation. There's no restriction whatsoever.
Yeah, J-E-T-S-G-O, like let's go with no punctuation. That's how you're going to find them on the web. The entire schedule is there. The other thing which is interesting about it is that it also has a very simple in-flight menu. For instance, not everybody's going to get the same bag of peanuts or anything like that. In fact, nobody gets a thing. What you do is you order from a menu. If you want something, you get something. And if you don't, you don't. And honestly, you know, when you're talking about, well, heck, I didn't want a $1 cup of coffee anyhow. You know, I already had it. Or you save it yourself, and you get it back in the fares. Honestly, with the money you save in the fares, you can buy yourself 40 cups of coffee. You're not going to drink that much on the airplane.
It's a nice variety of snack foods and sandwiches that you can buy on board and not overpriced. It is not like going to the airport in the old days where the most expensive meal in the city was the one you had at the airport. This is reasonably priced, what you would pay at a convenience store or snack bar on the ground.
Absolutely. If a sandwich is costing JetGo $4, for example, to have a good sandwich, decent good sandwich on board, we will sell it $4. And you mentioned peanuts. It's funny because we're an airline where we don't have peanuts.
That's right.
Originally, we had peanuts on the menu, printed on the menus, but we've been told that some people were badly allergic. And we said, well, we're selling the peanuts, so if they're allergic, they're not going to buy peanuts.
Right.
But apparently, just the smell of it can make some people sick. Well,
anaphylactic shock. I have that with seafood. It happened in May. It was
There's no. We don't have any peanuts on board anymore.
No, that's actually, and it's quite nice. Beyond that, I mean, they have such another variety. Now, I'm particularly proud of this, being a Montrealer, because this is all stuff directly from Montreal. When you buy bagels, I mean, you can buy a bagel here.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. It's really a Montreal bagel.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right.
You know, it's not this, you know, Cara Flight Kitchen special prepared. It may look something remotely similar to a soggy sandwich on a paper plate. No, this is the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
A very comfortable aircraft, as I was saying earlier to Willem. It was my sixth flight to Vancouver, and probably the most comfortable flight, because you're flying MD-83 rear twin jet aircraft, and very quiet on board, plenty of legroom, very comfortable seating.
And a very friendly service also.
Well, that's what I noticed. It's a young, enthusiastic crew. It's not somebody who is still staying on the payroll waiting to get their, claim their pension check.
They're not counting the years and the hours and the days.
No. One of these people from the old regime who's still around because of union rules. They can't really fire them, and they sit around. And if you happen to be unfortunate enough to get this person, and they grum. Yeah. We've encountered people like that before. Yeah. That's
you'll find people at JetGo. Everybody is very well motivated to make it a success, and so far it's working.
Yeah, I saw the sign, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves, but that's the other airline.
and people are taking to the concept, because you had a very successful August, over 80% load factor, and increasing your service in the busy Montreal-Toronto corridor now in the fall months to satisfy business travelers.
Absolutely right. Now we're into the corporate account side of the business, being fall and winter. And we're really putting many seats available between Montreal and Toronto, over 2,000 seats per day, to be precise.
And it's the schedule is so flexible. And, you know, you can actually go there. In fact, in my own daily work, I have, I'm a computer network engineer, and I've already referred many, many, many of my own customers to JetGo.
Thank you very much.
They fly regularly. They say, well, from now on, this is the way we go. It's corporate policy now, these companies.
We're all in the people business, and we need the repeat business. So if we want the repeat business, we have to provide a good service and push on time mainly.
Well, that's an interesting thing you mentioned about being in the people business. In this day and age of technology, where people seem to be caught up in the, oh, is it a mega this or a giga that, and are you following this rule here, that rule there, policy this and policy that? You found people have forgotten that in, you know, the way I was taught business by my father, who started my company 30 years ago, that you're basically in business solving problems for people.
Mm-hmm.
The machines, the motivations may change over time, but people still have the same basic needs. And above all things, a little bit of basic respect. And that's something that is so missing at so many companies today. And the fact is that at JetGo, you have not just the enthusiasm, but the respect. You're not treating people like they're idiots. People know good and well where they got to go for this and that. You're just enabling them to do it in such a reasonable and a trouble-free way.
Absolutely. We want to keep things simple. And we don't forget that it's a transportation mode, and we'll take people from point A to B at a very, very competitive price and very comfortable also.
You're responding to a consumer need, and it's not just small business people or vacationers, but many large companies are saying this is the way to go to watch and manage our travel costs. It's not like the big airlines saying that the answer to their woes is to gouge the customer even more and fill out the rules that make Mao Zedong's Red Book look like a tome of simplicity. You're saying here is an easy way to actually get from point A to point B, get your business done. We are in the business of helping you get your business done.
Exactly. Here's the deal, and it's the same deal for everybody.
I think it's the true embodiment and the fulfillment of what, you know, you'd think air travel was originally meant to be, a way of getting from point A to point B. These days, it you know, people seem to be building their lives around it. We're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds. Join us following the break for more about Jetsco Airlines. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny.
Hello?
Stephen.
Yes, Willem Backus here. Stephen Pickford is just available right now.
This must be Stephen Darley. Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Fine. Glad to have you aboard with us today.
Thank you.
So we're doing a commercial break right now.
Got it.
And then when we come back, we'll get into the discussion about Vancouver.
Good.
So we'll cue you in. The show feed is on. You'll hear when we get back on, and we'll cue you up.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
74 toll free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich. And that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not why I call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I want to get away. I want
Ah, yes. Time to get away. Well, it's always time to get away, but I can't think of a better way to get from point A to point B than by using JetSCO Airlines. And we have sales director Jean-Luc Prudhomme in studio with us, and he's talking about JetSCO Airlines because it's the greatest way to get from Montreal to Vancouver.
Yes, I flew out aboard JetSCO last month when I headed out to Vancouver. It's a great way to add Vancouver as an extended weekend getaway destination for people just wanting to make a break from it all. And joining us now on the line as well is Stephen Darling, who is the chair of Tourism Vancouver and the general manager of the Westin Grand Vancouver. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
And yeah, in stereo, we're available.
Stevens, stereo Stevens.
And lovely hotel, the Westin Grand. It's the second Westin in Vancouver, and you're right downtown on Robson Street and walking distance to everything there is to see and do.
Just about everything.
Now, you also feature one of the fabulous amenities that they have.
Amenities. Stephen.
Many Westin hotels. They're retrofitting the properties, and you have the Heavenly Bed and the Heavenly Baths.
They're great.
Westin came up with the innovative Heavenly Bed concept 3 years ago, and we were the first hotel in Canada to introduce Heavenly Beds. I must tell you that they're incredibly innovative. We're having tremendous feedback from our guests. And 6 months ago, we also launched throughout the hotel Heavenly Bath as well.
Describe Heavenly Bath.
Heavenly Bath is a concept to address the different needs and expectations that people have when they're in a bathroom. People want to relax. People want to feel invigorated. People want to have a much more of a spa-oriented experience. So we've introduced everything from double Speakman shower heads to significantly oversized bath sheets, a line of spa-type amenities that are very much more creative and invigorating than the typical hotel bathroom amenity.
It's amazing to have this kind of thing in a hotel. I mean, you'd think about this if you were going to go visit a spa, like to something to relax, and you go to some kind of a gym, in fact. But you go to a hotel, and you have such luxury.
I wish I had kept the article a few years ago. There was an article that said that the average guest in a hotel room spends over 60% of their waking hours in or in and out of the bathroom.
That would be Mexico. No, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that one. I'd rather spend most of my time outside exploring Vancouver, such a beautiful city that you have.
Well, as business people travel harder and faster and longer and further, they want to have an opportunity to relax at the end of the day. We're finding that our business travelers are ordering more and more room service dinner in the evening. They very often will arrive and they'll be soaking in the bathtub or they'll be wallowing in the shower. I have one of our regular corporate clients who said to me that he was going to have to set his alarm 15 minutes earlier every morning because he wanted to spend an extra 15 minutes in the shower before going off to work.
That's a testament to the quality of the amenities that you have available within the Westin Hotel.
Well, what I liked as well is that it's a standalone shower, so you're not trying to get in and battling with a shower curtain that is falling in your face or having to slip and slide in the tub. If you feel like sitting and soaking and luxuriating in the big oversized tub, that you can do that at one time of the day, or you can have a quick shower in the standalone shower. You can bathe as often as you want.
70% of our guest suites have separate shower stalls, and the rooms that have the shower combined in the bathtub have one of the new Bode shower rods so that the actual shower curtain gives you much more space when you're in the bath.
That's one of the things overall about the entire Heavenly series of amenities, including the bed and the bath. You have more oversized sheets, but the heavier grade, it's always first class and top notch. We know that they are for sale because they mentioned they, in a brochure that we saw while we stayed at the Westin at Mont Tremblant.
When Hillary Clinton left the White House and she moved to New York State, she ordered one of the Heavenly Beds for their new house.
Indeed. And what's Bill sleeping in?
Don't know that. But let us not forget the Heavenly Crib as well, which is an incredibly innovative and very sort of sexy crib designed for bright young babies and children that had been security and safety tested. And to give you an idea, when we install them in the guest rooms, they have a pale blue and white cloud carpet that goes on the floor under the crib, so it's quite fun.
And this is all in response to being in tune with your customers. We were talking earlier about Jetsco being in tune with customers, what people want. It's not offering a product saying this is what you're going to have, take it or leave it. This is you have listened to your customers and what they have found enjoyable and what they have found as irritants in stays at other hotels, and you've put this into practice as positive changes to offer what they would ideally like to see even in their own homes, making the hotel better than one's own home.
And it's often about choices. We have a lot of leisure travelers who come to Vancouver for the weekend, whether it be from the interior of British Columbia and Alberta or from northern Washington State. And that leisure getaway for the weekend, which may be two or one or three nights, is quite frankly in competition for their discretionary dollars, just like a lawnmower or a new television set or a new stereo is. And the television set and stereo last a lot longer than a weekend in Vancouver. So we have to make sure that the experience that they have is seen as a tremendously positive and pleasurable and relaxing one.
Well, we know for a fact that if they were going to fly Jetsco from almost any other major point in the country to Vancouver, that they would definitely have probably one of the more positive experiences that you can imagine. Because first of all, again, what I like about the Jetsco is you just, if you feel like you want to go, you go. And, you know, common thing I'm asked, and who hasn't been asked this every single time that you've gone to the States? Gee, you're from Canada. Do you know my friend over in Edmonton? Or do you know my friend in Winnipeg? Let me see. I live in Montreal. That would be 3,000 miles away. But indeed, if you wanted to see some great attraction,
you can get there. And when you get to, we talked about, you can just make up your mind at the last moment and fly Jetsco. There are weekend getaway packages that the Westin Grand offers that make it affordable for the quality that one gets. It's an all-suite property. You have that extra room to spread out and enjoy as well the beautiful skyline. No matter which side of the hotel you're on, you'll see in one direction, you'll see water, you'll see the skyline, you'll see the mountains in the distance. It's a beautiful setting.
One of the things that Canadians are so conscious of when they come to Vancouver is that we're right where the mountains meet the ocean. And this morning, it's misty this morning, but it's going to be a beautiful sunny day, and people are always in awe of the water that surrounds the city, and it's so touchable and so near.
That was one of the things that struck me the very first time I stayed in a Westin in Vancouver. Right on the harbor, the Westin Bayshore, Monica Hayes was gracious to host us at that time. But I couldn't stop taking pictures of Vancouver Harbor. Such a beautiful, picturesque place.
When people come to visit Vancouver, there's three things that they remember when they go away. The first thing is the proximity of the city to the water all around us in the downtown peninsula and the view of the mountains. Second of all, Stanley Park. And thirdly, the exciting experience that they have on Robson Street. And of course, our hotel is strategically located right on Robson Street.
Well, I have a bit of an anecdote about Robson Street because I remember one time going on business to Vancouver and having been driven round and round and round the city along Cambie Road for this great Italian restaurant on Cambie Road that turned out to be on Robson. That was the gentleman who was actually driving us at the time is known for getting directions quite that way, so much so that the president of the company, who was sitting in the passenger seat, says, "That building is so nice. We've seen it from all four sides now."
And was that our Westin Grand Hotel?
Indeed it was.
Excellent.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, it's shaped like a grand piano. And although that sounds sort of cute, the reason it was done is because it gave much more window exposure. And given our exterior surroundings in Vancouver, we wanted to maximize the guest experience with floor-to-ceiling, wall-to-wall windows at every opportunity.
And the website to check them out, www.westingrandvancouver.com. We're talking to Stephen Darling from the Westin Grand Vancouver and Tourism Vancouver. When we return on the Travel World Radio Show, more about what to see and do in Vancouver on your extended weekend getaway. I'm Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus, and you're listening to Travel World Radio across America via satellite, and be sure to tune into our Travel World Reports mornings and evenings on this very same station.
And indeed, we have also our French version of the show, which is aired. We're the only travel show in North America who has been aired in both English and in French, and even in our hometown. Soon to be heard on CKAC Radio 730 Montreal, and also a great big hello goes to our friend Steve Leatherwood out in Shelby, North Carolina. Thanks for hosting us, Steve. We had a great time last time we saw you there. and also to the good friends in Westminster, Maryland. We know that our friend Lisa and Bob Nickman are listening in and enjoying every minute of the show.
We'll be down to the Big E in Springfield for our listeners at WNTY 990. Hartford Southington, be sure to drop by on Saturday the 21st of September for the Travel World Radio Show live from the Big E.
And Charlie, I haven't forgotten your bagel. Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack,
Kirkland,
Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil's got my soul.
Ah, yes. You gotta love Melissa Etheridge. Straight from the ratings library, it's Melissa Etheridge and Bring Me Some Water. Of course, Vancouver, beautiful town to see the water.
Surrounded by water, water views everywhere you look. Stephen Darling is the general manager of the West End Grand Vancouver and chair of Tourism Vancouver, the city's convention and visitors bureau. He's on the line with us today. And of course, Stephen, you can't get, very hard to find a bad meal in Vancouver. It is a city of restaurants, multicultural in every respect.
Vancouver is so well known for our tremendous array of restaurants, and not just North American-type restaurants. We have the most amazing Japanese and Chinese and Indian and Thai restaurants, and people come from all over the world and are very impressed with not only the diversity, but the incredible value.
I heard that Vancouver has more Japanese restaurants than any other city in Canada.
Yes, it does. And we actually have in the downtown core of Vancouver more restaurants per capita than Manhattan.
That is incredible, especially when you realize that Vancouver's downtown area is not so big, because and you're surrounded by water everywhere. There's bridges, and it's a magnificent view wherever you go.
Exactly. And because of the climate being temperate, at the end of the day, we're the Florida of Canada, people tend to eat out much more often than in colder eastern climates.
And we sat out on the terrace of Blue Water Cafe, which is walking distance to the West End Grand in the revitalized Yale Town district on Hamilton Street. Fresh local seafood. And first of all, started off with an appetizer, which it had to be meant for an army. It came with shrimp and lobster and sushi and crab and oysters. I thought that was the meal when they said, we have a specially prepared menu for you. And I thought that was the meal. And then afterwards, well, here's the halibut steak and here's the maple glazed fresh river salmon. Oh, I walked out of there. I hadn't had such great seafood in a long, long time.
We're absolutely blessed with the most amazing fresh assortment of seafood here in Vancouver.
And we're talking about the Oriental traditions. Just on West Pender Street, recently opened was Wild Rice Restaurant, one of the founder, Andrew Wong. And it's like a unique concept. The Spanish tapas meets the Oriental Chinese cuisine, because it's small size portions, $6, $7, $8. And they try to blend everything, sort of the feng shui formality of eating this measuring with that. Something balances off of the other. And it was a Chinese bistro.
And it's a very sexy, contemporary Soho type environment.
Oh, I just really enjoyed the food. And of course, also one of the things to get out on the water. What we did one day was take out the harbor cruises. They have a boat cruise. We always say every city has a boat cruise, but here in Vancouver, it really means something. It's not find a tiny patch of water and go. We went harbor cruises 4 hours from the foot of Denman Street and went up to Indian Arm Fjord, which part of the fjord is only accessible by boat. And people will boat in to their cottages and camps, and you see them all along the shore, and the boat will come in right close to waterfalls. It was a very beautiful ride, particularly nice on a Saturday or Sunday, and probably the best food I've had on a boat tour. It's not prepackaged commissary food. It, again, was salmon all you can eat. It was a great meal on harbor cruises.
And Vancouver and British Columbia have a ferry system not unlike the subway system of most larger cities.
Oh yes, you can take the sea bus and you can go across from Vancouver to North Vancouver. It's all part of TransLink, and you can get a tourist transit pass card. And if you're going to Vancouver in advance of your trip, you can actually plan through their website, TransLink, I think it's translink.bc.ca, and you can find from point A to point B. So you can enter the street address of the West End Grand and 433 Robson Street, and you're going to a particular attraction or museum. It will tell you within a matter of seconds which buses to take, when they'll run. You don't have to feel out of place or anything. You'll know where you're going. Very easy to get around.
And if you're pining for the fjords, there's no better place to go, right?
Oh, yes, a lot of pine trees, yes.
Vancouver is in a coastal rainforest, and it is rare in the wintertime that we have snow in downtown Vancouver, yet we can see the snow coming down on the mountains around us.
Yeah, snow in Vancouver. Okay, that's not something that you need to go. We're from Montreal.
But it only happens 1 or 2 days. I wish it only lasted 1 or 2 days here. Yeah.
And you can always tell a Vancouverite when they're elsewhere in Canada, because when the snow starts, they pull out their umbrellas. Because in Vancouver, when it snows in the wintertime, it's such moist snow that it gets you soaking wet. Uh-huh. So we carry our umbrellas in the snow.
And of course, at the hotel, I noticed a large selection of umbrellas to loan guests. So of course, if there is some bad weather, inclement weather, you can still go out and be just like a true Vancouverite and walk the streets and take it all in. But maybe I've been lucky, because in all my visits, and I've gone at different times of the year, I've really never had those perpetual days of rain. It may have rained for an hour or two, but nothing really bad. So maybe I'd be lucky. But
maybe it's the black cloud over my head. The last time I went to Vancouver, it rained only twice. Actually, it rained 3 days the first time, 4 days the second time.
And you were there for a week.
No, yeah, har. No, but seriously, they have a beautiful climate out in Vancouver. And I was fortunate enough to actually go there during the month of January when I went, and I escaped the snow in Montreal, and I was going, boy, I want to stay here.
Well, the other times I went twice was in month of March, and it was just so wonderful to see the flowers coming out and blooming, and sunny days, sunny skies. It's a real treat to go out in the month of March. People say, oh, I want to go to Florida and sit on the beach. No, you just go to Vancouver and walk the pleasure of walking without a big winter coat in your boots, seeing the flowers, sitting in all those world-class restaurants, visiting the museums. We're going to talk about some of those attractions and museums when we come back after our next break. But it was a totally different experience, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot. We're saying visit the places in the United States, the value of the U.S. dollar. You stay within Canada. For our American listeners coming to Canada, getting so much more value for their dollar in the restaurants and in the hotels, and this is a city that is geared for the infrastructure and for the tourism that visitors want.
And with the way the American dollar goes so much further here in Canada, and with the exceptional value that JetSCO Airlines presents you with, you could literally come up here, spend a week or 2 weeks, and just hop around, going from Vancouver to Winnipeg to Montreal to Toronto, as you wish. Imagine how great it would be if JetSCO actually flew to Florida. I hope one day that is actually going to come true.
Oh, yeah, and expand the system to other cities. And I'm sure, based on how successful the company has been just in 2 months, people are really taking to JetSCO and their concept of providing service in the air.
But it's so simple. You can actually just sit there and go, yeah, you know what? Why don't we go check that out? And you just hop on board the plane with 2 hours notice. You book on the internet. There's no tickets. You show up at the airport. You say your name or a code number that you're given. What is it, Luke?
You just have your file number.
Yeah.
And just your name will do it.
As long as you remember your name. I know a few people that it's hard to do.
Well, yeah, that was a news anchor in Toronto. Hello, my name is...
didn't come up on the teleprompter, boy.
That's right.
But as long as you remember which airline you're going on and what your name is, hey, you can head off. It's a spur of the moment type decision. I want to get away. And what better place to get away for an extended weekend than Vancouver?
Yeah, Vancouver or Montreal.
So it works both ways. So people in Vancouver come to Montreal. People in Montreal and Toronto visit Vancouver. JetSCO's daily service.
Well, you can even see River Rouge in Winnipeg. You can check the Red River. You can even go up to Gimli and find out what is great around there. Gimli, of course, is where the Icelandic people settled in Canada.
Yes, at the turn of the last century, between the 1800s and 1900s, after the big earthquake and volcanic eruption in Iceland, moved to Gimli.
Yes, indeed, and we went to Iceland back in...
You can also take via rail from Winnipeg to Hudson Bay, Saskatchewan, and see the Foga homestead.
Yes, Hudson Foga, of course. And, of course, our guest actually sounds like the Hudson Foga of the West, so we have two Hudson Fogas available for us. Indeed. And you also have another run also that goes from, I think it's Sydney to Stephenville?
Yeah, we do that during the summer.
Okay.
And it's in the great, great demand.
As indeed.
As a matter of fact, there's some politicians that are very much interested in seeing jets go to keep on flying there. And we'll see.
Sydney to Stephenville, of all places, is there a particular reason? I've never heard of this place, but Stephen likes that because he thinks he's the mayor.
Oh, yeah?
With Stephen. we can both claim it.
We have two on the line, yeah.
We can have six months, one is mayor, and the other 6 months, deputy mayor, and switch places.
Yeah, Sydney to Stephenville. What's in Stephenville, Steve?
Well, basically, I think the...
Don't say a chair and a basement.
The premise of that route is that so many Newfoundland residents live in Toronto now, and it just connects them back home, so it's a summer route.
And they have family relatives all over the country, so they want in and out.
Definitely. Well, native Newfoundlanders especially, and, I think I know why the Sydney-Stephenville route, if you put it that way. Maybe it was born in 2000 because a lot of the Newfoundlanders wanted to go see the Olympics, and they just mistook which Sydney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
On that note...
All right.
The world according to Willem Backus.
Well, sure. I mean, the same people, you know, they saw the sign, Montreal left, so they went home, right?
No. Talking about the Olympics, I think everybody's aware that Vancouver is one of the finalist bidders for the 2010 Winter Games, and we have a very good chance. We've been shortlisted one of four cities. We're up against Salzburg and Bern in Europe and against Seoul in Korea. And we have apparently the best technical bid, and we will find out next year on the 3rd of July when the city that's selected is announced in Prague.
So we're going to take a break right now. Join us in 4 minutes. Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Hey, yeah.
Yes. And a little taste of tradition there, because that was the lead back song that we use just about every third break for years and years and years. And how appropriate that the band Loverboy is from Vancouver.
Oh, there's always a connection of some sort, right?
Well, it was unintended until I played it. I said, yeah, Mike Reno is from Vancouver. And, the rest
speaking
of the guys.
Today with Stephen Darling of Tourism Vancouver and the Westin Grand Hotel. And one of the other great restaurants that I had the chance to try out was Chartwell in the Four Seasons Hotel, which is very much a gentleman's club atmosphere with its the gentleman's club of the 50s, not the Texas style gentleman's clubs. I see Willem's eyes jumping there.
I'm getting excited there.
Fireplace and high back leather chairs, very polished professional service, and start off with the seafood consomme and then the scallops, an excellent dinner at Chartwell at the Four Seasons Hotel. Of course, you build up that appetite from walking and also from visiting the countless attractions and museums that abound in Vancouver. It's
like a Garden of Eden.
Oh, yes. Just as Tony Parsons, I think, went there, too.
You just got to keep your eyes on your watch.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, there's so many shops around. I thought of the excellent watch department at the Bay as I walked by the store. It is a city that, on repeat visits, you'll still find something new and exciting to do. I visited museums that I had not visited before. I went to the Vancouver Maritime Museum, where they have the actual ship, the St. Rock, which the RCMP... motor ship that went through the second ship that went through the Northwest Passage, and it is there at the Vancouver Maritime Museum. And you can also learn a lot more about the coastal ferry system and the fishing heritage of the Pacific Coast. Very interesting museum to spend a couple of hours at. And of course, Stephen, you have the Vancouver Aquarium, world class, and there's a contest. I don't know whether they still have it going on, where you can put in your suggestions to name the new baby whale.
Not sure about that, but they introduced this summertime very much an interactive exhibit with dolphins and sea otters, and the children can get right up close to them, and it's a tremendously exciting interactive exhibit.
And it's right in Stanley Park, and that's one of my favorite things to do. You have the seawall around Stanley Park and views of everywhere you turn, and the magnificent trees, and you see hundreds, thousands of families out there on the weekend taking advantage of all of the outdoor activities, cycling and rollerblading and walking. But you can just go back to another era and take the horse-drawn carriage ride around part of the park.
One of the greatest activities of Vancouverites who live in downtown Vancouver on the weekends is to walk around the seawall in Stanley Park. And basically, if you just keep walking around the seawall, which takes about an hour and a quarter from beginning to end, you usually see just about everybody you know on a sunny summer day or spring weekend. It's lovely.
Well, we went to Granville Island, which is packed with markets, shops, food, smells. People were out there, wall-to-wall people, and you could just look at the water and there were sea taxis, water taxis, people out with their motorboats and their sailboats, and a totally relaxed way of living. It's a major city, a major metropolitan center, and this is all right downtown, and people were enjoying life.
But I actually live right beside Granville Island, and I do my weekend shopping at Granville Island, and it's absolutely the best of all the fresh produce and fish and fruit from the region.
Now, we also visited another place that was a first time for me, and as I say, it's been six visits, and I'm still not seeing everything that there is to see and do in Vancouver, Van Dusen Gardens, and 55 acres, 7,500 plants representing six continents.
Van Dusen.
Well, they pronounce Van Dusen, you pronounce it the official Dutch way.
Yes.
But then, of course, there's a certain aircraft that is pronounced a certain Dutch way, too.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
And actually, there's a connection, because talking to Jetsco today, they did comprise the fleet of one of Michel's earlier ventures in Tair, and that was the fleet. So, hey,
that
everything
is
connected.
Yes.
Everything
and
we talk about is connected.
In fact, we were planning to have F-100 service from Buttonville Airport to Vancouver Harbor. You'd have the pilot climb out and, you know, fit the little floats on the plane just while it was in the air.
Oh, yes, because one time you did take the float plane from Vancouver Harbor over to Victoria, which you can do as a day
excursion. You didn't want to get on the seaplane, did you?
No, I...
Chicken!
Yeah, I kind of looked at it. They look very beautiful taking off. I like taking a picture of them. It's part of the ambiance of Vancouver to see
seaplanes
taking off.
When you get to that part of Victoria, though, where the seaplane lands, and you've got this huge mural of Vancouver Island, I mean, I absolutely adore it.
Oh, there's just so many views. I think this is one of the things we have to say, can't say enough about when we talk about Vancouver is the views and the ambiance and just the feeling you get. It is a totally different feeling than any other city in Canada or many in the United States as well.
And we will be visiting soon. We will be the very first radio show anywhere in North America to broadcast our show live from a train, because this November we will be traveling transcontinental, the Canadian dream, taking the Canadian from Toronto to Vancouver, and at three instances we will be broadcasting our show directly from the train. How do I know this? Because we know the people that manufacture the equipment that lets you do that, and they say, well, no one's ever broadcast it from a train before.
Nobody had thought about it until Willem Backus had the idea.
Yeah, that would be me, yeah. No, seriously, so you're in for a real, real treat, because we're going to have a couple shows. We're going to be broadcasting a few live, and a few we're going to be taping directly from there. So the dream, in fact, you should join us on this November train, visiting Vancouver, one of Canada's most picturesque cities. And, of course, anytime you are in Canada at all, whether it's Vancouver, Toronto, Winnipeg, or Montreal, take JetsGo. Explore the country. And it's so simple. JetsGo.net.
JetsGo.net, and you can get on the net today and fly the same day. Get the idea to check out the website tourismvancouver.com and see all there is to see and do in Vancouver. And it whets your appetite, and you say, hey, I want someplace that's easy to get to, reasonably priced, lots of different things to see and do, a totally different atmosphere, then Vancouver is the place to be.
JetsGo is very easy to spot as an airline because of their bright green and blue colors and the happy faces everywhere you go. And that's indicative of the overall ambiance that you get from the staff at JetsGo. They're trained. They're not just trained to be nice to you, and they're not nice to you because they're paid to be nice. In fact, I got the general feeling that these people really did enjoy their jobs.
Yeah, and that's the same feeling I did, too.
And I would, too, if I were working for an airline as dynamic as JetsGo, something that is rare in business today, that you find people that take care of people. And that's really what makes JetsGo so special.
We don't call the passengers passengers. We call them our guests.
And you are the guest of JetsGo when you're...
And we treat them as such.
And another week has gone by, Steve.
Oh, yes, another week and...
Another hour has flown by.
Another hour has flown by. Talking about the Westin Grand Vancouver. Check them out on the internet, www.westingrandvancouver.com. 1-800-WESTIN-1 for all of the Westin properties around the world. And tourismvancouver.com, 604-683-2000. They'll be glad to send you a tourist visitor's guide, all the things to see and do. And, of course, over the coming weeks when our webmaster, Yoav, is back from Korea, he'll be posting our recommendations with regards to the dining and the museums, the attractions that we personally experience. Feel free to email us, travelworld@reporters.net, for our report on Vancouver. Stephen Darling from Tourism Vancouver and the Westin Grand, thanks for a wonderful time out in your great city, and looking forward to a return visit. I can't recommend it enough to our listeners as a great place to get away.
And thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
And Luc Prudhomme from JetsGo.
Thank you very much. And if you can broadcast from a train, maybe one day you will be able to do so with onboard JetsGo.
Well, I think I'll talk to you about that because I know how to do it.
Let's go, JetsGo.
You bet. Thanks for joining us on Travel World once again this week. Stay tuned for next week's show.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. And Luc Prudhomme from JetsGo Airlines. So join us again next week.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina. WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
news, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ryan.